This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to return to patient hearing mode after you have already reacted badly in the same conversation. A practical reset process for when you've lost your listening and need it back. In short, reacting badly mid-conversation does not end your ability to listen well. You can return to patient hearing more deliberately, with a short reset process that costs you roughly 30 seconds and repairs far more than it spends. Acknowledge what happened briefly, and without excuses. Use a physical and verbal reset to re-enter the conversation. Ask one open question, and then hold silence long enough to actually receive the answer. Definition: patient hearing mode is a state of deliberate, non-reactive listening in which you hold your full attention on the other person without interrupting, defending, or composing your reply. It is an active discipline, not a passive absence of talking, and it can be re-entered even after you've lost it. You were doing fine. Then something landed wrong, a word, a tone, an assumption you had already decided was unfair, and you reacted before you could stop yourself. Maybe you cut the person off. Maybe you said something sharp. Maybe you simply shut down and gave them nothing but a flat stare. Whatever form it took, you felt the conversation change under your feet. The instinct after that moment is usually to push through as if it did not happen, or to spiral into self-recrimination so deep that you lose the thread entirely. Neither of those gets you back to patient hearing mode. What actually works is a short, deliberate process that accepts what happened and then moves past it. That is what this article gives you. Why recovering your listening mid-conversation is so difficult. The trouble with losing patient hearing mode is that the thing that took it from you is still in the room. The person is still speaking. The tension you created is still sitting in the air between you. You do not get a clean slate. You have to recover your listening in the presence of the exact circumstances that wrecked it. That is genuinely hard. When you react badly, your nervous system does not simply reset because you decide it should. Cortisol is still moving through you. Your focus has narrowed. Part of your brain is replaying what just happened, building a case for why your reaction was understandable, while the other part is trying to track what the person in front of you is saying, and there is pride in it too. Returning to patient hearing after a bad reaction means admitting, at least to yourself, that you lost your footing. Some people would rather keep arguing than make that admission. I have been one of those people more times than I care to say. The good news is that the gap between reaction and recovery does not have to be long. What you do in the next 60 seconds matters more than what happened in the last 5 minutes. What you need before the process can work. There is one precondition. You have to want the conversation to continue. This process will not work if part of you has already decided the other person is not worth the effort, or that you're too far gone to come back. The steps below require a genuine decision to re-engage, not just a performance of listening. If you are not sure you want to continue, that is honest and worth knowing. But if you do want to continue, then commit to it fully. Half-hearted recovery is worse than no recovery. The other person will feel the ambivalence, and it will make things worse, not better. If you are working in a high-conflict environment where reactions escalate quickly, you may also want to read about how to recover team synergy after a conversation goes catastrophically wrong before using this process in your most difficult relationships. How to return to patient hearing mode. The reset sequence. This is not a long process. It is a precise one. Follow these steps in order. Number 1. Stop speaking and take one full breath. Do not take a dramatic, performative pause. Just stop talking, close your mouth, and breathe in slowly through your nose. Hold it for 2 counts, then release. This is not theatre. This is a physiological interrupt that tells your nervous system to reduce the alarm signal. It takes 4 or 5 seconds. Nothing important will happen in those 4 or 5 seconds that you will miss. Number 2. Name what happened, briefly, and without excuse. Say something short and direct to the other person. Not a lengthy apology, not a justification, not an explanation of your reaction. Just an acknowledgement. Something like, "That came out harder than I intended. I want to hear what you are actually saying." Or, "I jumped in too fast there. Give me a second." The words do not have to be perfect. The honesty does. For guidance on apologizing in a way that genuinely repairs rather than just smooths things over, see how to apologize to a team member in a way that actually restores synergy. Number 3. Adjust your physical position. Lean slightly forward. Unclench your jaw. Lower your shoulders. If you crossed your arms when you reacted and cross them now, these are not symbolic gestures. They are signals your body sends back to your brain, and they send a legible signal to the other person that something has shifted. Patient hearing has a posture. Adopt it deliberately. Number 4. Ask one short, open question. Not a question that redirects. Not a question that defends your earlier position. A question that invites the other person to say more about what they were trying to tell you. Something like, what was the part you most needed me to understand? Or simply, can you say that again? I want to get it right this time. One question, not two. Number 5. Hold the silence after they speak. This is the step people skip. The other person answers your question, and the reflex is to reply immediately, to show you've been listening, to fill the gap. Resist it. Let 2 full seconds pass after they finish speaking. Then paraphrase what you heard before you say anything else. So what you're telling me is, or it sounds like the core of it for you is, this tells them you received it. It also confirms to yourself that you actually did. Number 6. Continue listening without scoring points. Once you're back in patient hearing mode, stay there. Do not let the conversation drift back into argument by using what you just heard as ammunition. If you have something to say in response, hold it until the other person has finished completely, and then speak to their concern, not to your own defense. Number 7. Check the temperature before you move forward. Before you shift to problem solving or decision making, ask a brief temperature check. Are we in a better place to keep going, or do you need a few minutes? This respects the fact that your earlier reaction may have affected the other person more than you realize. It gives them agency, and it demonstrates that your return to patient hearing is genuine, not tactical. If the conversation involves someone who tends to go quiet when things get tense, you will need to adapt the sequence slightly. How to respond when a team member shuts down during a synergy critical conversation covers that specific adjustment well. When you are doing this remotely, the reset sequence works in person and in remote conversations, but remote settings remove several of your most useful tools. The other person cannot see your physical reset. They cannot read your posture or your facial shift. This means your verbal acknowledgement in step 2 has to carry more weight. On a video call, be direct. I want to be honest, I did not handle that well just now. I'm going to stop and actually listen to what you are saying. That transparency, which might feel over the top in a face-to-face conversation, lands differently on a screen. It is what gives the other person permission to re-engage. On an audio-only call, slow your speech down after the reset. A slow pace is one of the few audible signals you can give that your listening posture has changed. Silence, too, lands differently on audio. Let it be there. Do not rush to fill it. When a remote team conversation has already gone badly wrong, the recover method offers a more structured framework for that specific situation. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong when trying to recover. These are the 3 most common failures I have seen and made myself. The mistake: apologizing at length instead of briefly. Why it happens: people confuse sincerity with volume. The longer their apology, the more genuine it feels to the person giving it. What to do instead? Keep the acknowledgement to 2 sentences. A long apology shifts the focus onto you and your feelings, which is the opposite of patient hearing. The mistake: asking a clarifying question and then interrupting the answer. Why it happens: the question was genuine, but an old defensive thought surfaced mid-answer and the urge to respond to it won. What to do instead? Write the thought down if you need to. A small notebook or a phone notepad gives the thought somewhere to live so it stops competing for your attention. The mistake: treating the reset as a technique rather than a genuine shift. Why it happens: the words are right, the posture is right, but internally you're still in argument mode. The other person usually feels this. What to do instead? Before you open your mouth in step 2, ask yourself honestly, do I actually want to understand what this person is saying? If the answer is yes, the technique works. If the answer is no, pause the conversation and reschedule. When the person you're speaking with becomes defensive after you have tried to re-engage, how to respond when a team member reacts defensively to feedback gives you the next move. For building a listening culture before tensions arise, see how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it. Your mid-conversation reset checklist. Keep this somewhere you can see it before difficult conversations. Over time, you will not need to consult it. But in the early stages of building this skill, having it close matters. Number 1. Have I stopped speaking completely? Number 2. Have I taken one slow breath? Number 3. Have I acknowledged the reaction in 2 sentences or fewer, without excuse? Number 4. Have I adjusted my physical posture forward lean and crossed arms, jaw unclenched? Number 5. Have I asked one open question that invites them to continue, not to concede? Number 6. Did I wait 2 seconds after their answer before I spoke? Number 7. Did I paraphrase before responding? Number 8. Did I stay out of argument mode for the remainder of the conversation? Number 9. Did I check the temperature before moving to solutions? Print it. Put it in your notebook. Carry it. This checklist has saved more conversations than I can count, including ones I was certain were already over. For longer-term repair, when a conversation breaks down badly enough to damage the working relationship, the bridge method for rebuilding synergy after a team breakdown is worth your time. The conversation is not over until you decide it is. Here is what I know after 60 years of getting this wrong and slowly getting it right. The moment you lost patient hearing mode is not the defining moment. The defining moment is the one immediately after, when you decide what to do next. Most conversations can absorb a bad reaction if they are met quickly with a genuine return to patient hearing mode. What they cannot absorb is a bad reaction followed by silence, defensiveness, or the pretense that nothing happened. The reset sequence in this article is not complicated. It is short and direct, and it works because it treats the other person as someone who deserves to be heard and treats you as someone capable of doing the hearing. Patient hearing mode is not a gift you either have or you do not. It is a practice, and like all practices, you can return to it even when you have strayed from it. That is not weakness. That is the strength of someone who takes the work seriously enough to do it again. Frequently asked questions. What is patient hearing mode? Patient hearing mode is a state of deliberate, non-reactive listening in which you hold your attention steady on the other person without interrupting, defending, or preparing your response. It requires active choice, especially when a conversation has already become tense or difficult. How do I return to patient hearing after I have already reacted badly? Stop speaking and take one slow breath. Acknowledge the reaction briefly without over-explaining. Then restate your intention to listen and ask a short, open question to invite the other person back into speech. Follow each answer without immediately replying. Can you recover patient hearing mode in the middle of a conversation? Yes, and mid-conversation recovery is often more powerful than starting over. A brief, honest acknowledgement of your reaction, followed by a visible shift in your listening posture, signals genuine change. The other person notices the difference far more than you might expect. What stops people from returning to patient hearing when they need it most? Pride is the main barrier. Admitting you reacted badly feels like conceding ground, so people push forward instead of pausing. The second barrier is the belief that too much damage has already been done, which is rarely true if you act before the conversation ends. How long does it take to reset into patient hearing mode? The physical reset takes under 30 seconds, one breath, one short acknowledgement, one orienting question. The deeper reset, where you genuinely stop defending and start receiving, takes consistent practice over weeks. The technique is fast. The discipline behind it is built slowly. What is the difference between patient hearing and just staying quiet? Staying quiet is passive. Patient hearing is active. It means you're tracking what the other person is saying, holding back your own commentary, and signaling through body language and brief verbal cues that you're genuinely receiving their words, not simply waiting for your turn. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.